Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Hope everyone is having a great week so far.
It's been a good week.
It has been a great week.
Yeah, what did you do this week that's made it so beautiful, Carly?
Well, I slept until 11 today, so that really was nice. I caught up on some sleep that I was very behind on.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I haven't slept this late in a very long time.
Well, I think that's something to celebrate.
It is. What did you do this week?
I mean, I was up bright and early this morning, and it's Tuesday, and I've made it to the gym twice, so I'm celebrating
God
that.
God bless. Shit. I know I canceled mine today. I'm going tomorrow. Yeah. She's coming tomorrow on Thursday. I'm like, I need sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But we had such a fun weekend.
Yeah.
What did we do? Oh, you were here Saturday. So wait, what did we do Friday? Let's start with Friday.
What did we do Friday?
Because we talked to them last Thursday.
Did you guys come for dinner on Friday? Did we have dinner on Friday? I feel like we...
Hold on.
Were we together all weekend?
Hold on. Let me pull up my whenever I don't remember what I did, I go to my photos. And then I see if there was any photos taken that day, and then I can... Thursday was Thanksgiving.
Oh,
we could start with Thursday.
Duh. Thursday was Thanksgiving. How can we forget that?
Right. Friday, I got cookies from Jersey Mike's. Okay, so Thursday we had Thanksgiving. First of all, we hope you guys, did we already say this?
Had a great beautiful Thanksgiving. Yeah. Filled with lots of gratitude and yes. Lots of thanks.
Yeah, we went over to Aunt Dina's where we had a beautiful dinner.
She did really good this year.
She did do
Aunt
so
Dana,
good.
I love you beyond words. This year was by far the best.
Well, she's not usually with us on Thanksgiving,
that
remember?
That is true.
But yeah, no, she killed it. So
she killed it this year.
I think I had 10 helpings of the garlic mashed potatoes.
And
John
she made her very own apple pie from scratch.
Yeah, and it was delicious.
It was so good.
I love apple pie.
I love apple pie. Wait, how about those apple pies you baked that time when you went to the orchards?
Oh yeah, that was what got me into apple pies. Oh, hello! I announced the gender of our baby, even though I slipped 5 times in last week's episode.
So let's
just really quickly talk about last week's episode. So I was so busy; I had something I had to do for work, and I was like working really, really late. I was like, Amanda, do you mind just? We always like review our episode before we post it. I'm like, just watch it, make sure I don't say he, I don't slip. It's a boy, by the way. Surprise!
Yay!
I think most of you probably know by now, but if you don't, I'm having a boy as well.
Baby boy Bible.
I wake up to like 10 to 15 messages of people saying like, you said he, it's a boy. And I'm like, Amanda, you had one job. I asked you to please listen and make sure I didn't slip up. And I think there was like 5 slip ups, but whatever.
And you know, and like in my defense, I listened and I think I'm just so used to hearing you say he that like nothing really stood out to me except for the one time that I sent it over to you because you literally paused and I was like, no, it's fine. And I'm listening to it. And then you said that to me on Thanksgiving and me and Brett listened and I'm like,
Honestly, I'm just so happy there's no more secrets because I'm so bad at keeping secrets. Like, it's my fault. I was the one who kept saying he, but like, yeah, I'm just happy that it's out there. And
we all know that we're going to have 2 little boys in the family within the next 4 months.
So excited.
They're going to be best friends.
I know. Like, I could cry thinking about
how close
them,
they're going
like,
to be.
Right. And
it's
like,
better than brothers.
It's better because they're going to be like 3.5. Well, it could be 3 months. It could be 4 months. It's 16 weeks, I think, about, or less than 16 weeks apart, our due dates are at least. And they're just going to be like little twins. Like, everyone's going to think they're little twins.
They
and I just.
Tons of matching outfits.
I know.
But wait, so I come over, I think it was Friday.
Yeah.
Where you gave me, or Saturday.
No, that was Saturday. But so, what do we do Friday? I think Friday we didn't do anything. I remember I was like so full Friday. I don't think I saw you Friday night.
Maybe
we did. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Saturday, you guys came over for the fight, the Tyson fight. And we did everything but watch the fight. What did
Such
we do? We made sugar cookies. We did angel cards. We watched your wedding vlog, your engagement vlog.
We watched like the every life event vlog.
We watched the Bahama vlog and cried about how skinny we were last year.
Oh my God. That was. What about how mom sent us the picture of the two of us in bathing suits?
But she sent the one from like 4 years ago where we were like so skinny, like too skinny.
I know. Like, I'm like,
and
mom.
She was showing our significant others, and I'm like, mom, can you put that away, please?
Like, really
rude.
Really. But 4 years ago, that's when me and Brett got engaged in 2016.
Right. Which and is crazy. So do you think he'll come on your due date now? Because her due date is the day he proposed, which is like serendipitous.
Serendipitous. Right? That was the...
Serendipitous. That movie.
I watched a Christmas movie last night and they kept using the word serendipitous.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So funny. It was called The Christmas Catch.
We were supposed to put our Christmas tree up last night. But we got lazy. But what was our point of saying all of this?
That they're going to be so... Oh, because... Oh, so I was getting to the fact that Carly brings up a motorized little baby Mercedes AMG. And she buys her little baby Range Rover. Like, they're going to be pulling up in their Range Rover and their Mercedes.
Like, dump block together. I can't wait.
I know.
Yeah, I had to get my baby the same car as Anthony.
Obviously.
A red Range Rover. I need to stop buying stuff though because
it's time.
And Sunday, what did we have Sunday, Miss Amanda?
We had a shower of babies.
We had a baby shower for Amanda.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and we were, you know, a little nervous if it would still go on and everything
because of the restrictions
and everything.
COVID.
But we had it very strict. We had everyone wearing masks the whole time, unless you were sitting down eating. Obviously,
all the windows were open and everyone was wearing their jackets.
Yeah,
there except was for me, like, I was sweating the whole time.
There was like 20 people there, so it was small and it was awesome and it came out so beautiful.
Oh my god, it was so beautiful. Everything was just gorgeous. Like, the one thing that I always wanted was a donut wall.
Yeah,
and Mom remembered that, I guess.
Of course. That's
and
what
it was
kept bringing
honestly
up.
Like the coolest thing ever. Although I did post a couple pictures and everyone's like, there's one half eaten donut that's fallen in the middle of the wall.
I know, I saw that too.
Like, oh my god, attention to detail, right?
Yeah, I have one with before that happened.
Oh good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, Kayla killed it. My friend Kayla does all the cakes and desserts, and she's just, like, unbelievable.
But they taste so good.
Right. It not only looks, like, so amazing, but it tastes amazing. So, shout out to Lady K's Bake Shop.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I had a really nice time. All the important people were there.
Totally.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Except Grammy wasn't there.
I know. Safer for her Grammy to stay home.
I know.
Yeah. So we had a really fun filled family weekend.
It was really, really nice.
Yeah.
You probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look. Glossier also creates makeup products, body care products, and fragrance. Glossier believes in the power of self-expression and personal choice in beauty and beyond, so they are always in conversation with their community about the best ingredients, the best techniques, and dream products. The result is products that condense the best of beauty and are inspired by real routines. So I actually just tried the Milky Jelly Cleanser with the Priming Moisturizer, and I really liked the way my skin felt afterwards. I used the Milky Jelly Cleanser when I was in the shower this morning, actually, after the gym, and I had, you know, sweat from gym and steam from the shower, and the cleanser just gave it that extra oomph that I was looking for. The Milky Jelly Cleanser is a pH-balanced, creamy gel face wash made with a blend of 5 skin conditioners that soothe and condition while cleansing away dirt, excess oil, and makeup. The Priming Moisturizer is a lightweight moisturizer with an anti-redness complex that lets you layer and build up the perfect amount of hydration.
Which I know you love things that have like the anti-redness in it because your face tends to get a little bit on the red side.
Especially when I'm working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. And then Balm.com was the other moisturizer that I used. And it was an ultra moisturizing balm that's packed with antioxidants and natural emollients to nourish and soothe the lips. So my lips during this time of year always get dry.
Chapped lips are no good.
No good.
Get a 3-step routine for any skin type by visiting glossier.com/podcast/related. For a limited time, new customers can get 10% off your first order. Certain exclusions apply. That's glossier.com/podcast/related.
And this week we have some exciting things happening too. I had a checkup today, heading into 36 weeks, which is crazy.
Oh my God. I had my checkup yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
And
wait, so that was your 20-week checkup.
Yeah,
how did
I'm
it go?
20 weeks now, guys. So I had my 20-week appointment, and I asked them to please, can I see the baby? Because last time I went, it was just a heartbeat check. And they let me do like the ultrasound. So I was able to see him.
Ah,
yay. So and he's cool. So cute. And I go Wednesday, tomorrow, for like the full 20-week anatomy scan. Which I'm really excited for. And Anthony can come with me to this one. So it should be really exciting. I remember when you went for yours and you had all those pictures and everything. And it was
nerve-wracking, awesome.
Right?
It was scary, but it was... Because, you know, it's the scan where they like check all the extremities, like all the fingers and all the toes and the chambers of the heart and mm-hmm. the brain and all that stuff. And that was actually the first appointment that Brett was allowed to come in because of COVID restrictions and everything all summer long. So the first appointment he was allowed to come in was for the 20-week scan at the hospital. And he was like, oh my God, like this is, I didn't realize how important this appointment is. But it was so cool, like yeah. being able to see him. They did like the little 3D.
Yeah, for the first time I remember, it was so cool.
He was so scary looking though. I know. 20 weeks.
I know. Now, but wait, when did you go for your 4D ultrasound? I don't think we got to talk about that last week. Because it was like later in the week, right? Or did we talk about it?
Was it Wednesday or was it?
I don't remember. But Amanda went to this 4D ultrasound place and oh my God, he is the cutest baby I've ever seen. He already has like chubby cheeks and like a perfect little nose and like pouty lips.
He looks just like Brett.
I know. I saw the picture and I was like, oh my God, that's Brett.
Brett has like this, so a doctor told him once that he has a perfect nose. So we have this like,
no one's ever said that to me.
Or me. But we have this ongoing joke now that he has like the most perfect nose. And we kept saying that we hope that he gets your nose. Yeah. He has a perfect nose. And he has Brett's nose.
Yeah, totally.
It's just a little wider.
Yeah.
At least it looks that way. I mean, I can't really tell.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
He's just a little baby. They said that in the pictures and in the belly, like ideally it would have been like at 32 weeks, but
to go for that
long, so his face is a little bit smushed.
Right, he's running out of room. He needs to come out and play.
Yeah. I just have to say that so Carly really wanted to get me my diaper bag. Like she really wanted to get me my diaper bag. And I was like, so for it. Like whatever you want to get me, fine. Like totally happy with that.
Yeah.
And I sent her a couple options and she's like, no, we need to get you the Gucci one. And I'm like, Car, I don't need a Gucci diaper bag. So we were like looking online and we came across this diaper bag that was like a limited edition Cats in Space on a freaking Gucci diaper bag.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need this diaper bag.
Right.
And we looked everywhere. I couldn't find it. And lo and behold, I open up at the shower, Cats in Space diaper bag. I'm like, where the heck did you find that?
I know.
Where did you find that? So good. And I was shocked because I wasn't expecting it because they had been like discontinued for so long.
I know.
I have the coolest diaper bag.
I know you do. I love it. When I found
it. Are you so jealous? You're like, wait, why didn't I get one for myself?
I know. They had one. And when I saw it, I flipped out and I bought it. And I'm just so happy because I know how bad you wanted it. And like, we were looking and like, she was like, oh, I don't really even need, like once she saw that one and we couldn't find it. Like, I feel like you were kind of like, I don't even really need a designer one. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like you were kind of like, eh. And I was like, I'm finding this freaking diaper bag for her.
You were on a mission.
I was on a mission because like you like lit up when you saw it. And like,
but
I mean,
cats in space
on a Gucci diaper bag. Like, does it get any
They're
better?
They're literally in astronaut uniforms. They're like cat astronauts.
I know. So it was like lightly used, but like you can't even tell. It looks like perfect condition. I stuffed it with clothes. You know, it was perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm so happy. And what's crazy, what I found from researching it so much, that it came in pink and blue.
No, and it was
so
the
like
blue
the fact
one.
That the blue one was the one that I found. Like, thank God, right? Because
what
I wouldn't have.
Chances.
I mean, I could have gotten you a pink one because like you're a girl, but like the blue one just like made
it just
more sense.
Makes more sense because baby is gonna be a boy.
Yeah,
baby is a boy.
Yes, he is.
And this hairdo, I can't even get
over
it.
Oh my god. So today actually Anthony's working to like 6. I'm meeting him at his barbershop because hallelujah. He texted me yesterday. So Okay. Anthony's been trying to grow his hair out. He pulled a fast one on me and like, so, okay. So he used to have like slick back, like longish hair, like 5-6 years ago. Personally, sorry, Anthony, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. But like, I just didn't like that hairstyle on him. But he was like, I want it. I was like,
no. We love you no matter what, Anthony. Yeah. But the hairstyle just didn't do it for
him. No. So I was like, no. And then his hair got like kind of long and it looked so good. He had like this little swoopy thing going on. And then out of nowhere, he was like, I'm growing my hair out. And like, it was really long everywhere. And I was like, this mother effer. He totally pulled a fast one on me. Like, he just like let it grow too much. And it's so funny because he posted a picture of us. And there was one comment on there. And someone was like, hold on, I got to actually pull it up because me and him were peeing our pants over it. So mean, but like so funny at the same time. How many baby birds are in that hair nest of yours? Oh. The mother must be worried for her baby chicks. Yikes, buy a brush.
No. How mean are people though?
So mean, but like it's, you know what I mean? Like that one was like funny. Like it's mean though, but right? Like he needs a haircut. He looks so like good with a haircut. And then No Shave November, like he does that every year. His beard is freaking out of control.
So it's December 1st.
And he still was planning on growing out his hair. And then he calls me yesterday because he was with his friend making the promo video for his shop. And he must have saw like old videos or old pictures of his hair when it was cut. Mm-hmm. And he goes, where am I going with this hair? I need to cut the hair. And I was like, oh, yay. You know what I mean? Like he won't listen to me, but because he came to the epiphany, now like he wants to. So
it always happens like that though. Like they have to come up with the ideas on their own.
So I was like, all right, we're vlogging it. We're going to put it for the vlog. Cause my hair is like well past my butt. And like, he told me last night, like it's getting creepy long. And like, I agree. It's like creepy long. And the reason I haven't cut it, like normally I'll just do trims, is cause I wanted to do it in a video just cause I don't know. People like to watch me cut my hair.
Cut your hair.
So I'm going to go there. He's going to cut his hair cut and shave his beard off. And he's gonna cut my hair at his shop. Well, just he's gonna like trim it. I'm gonna probably do the most of it, but like we're gonna both of us like cut off our hair. Not cut it off. I'm gonna cut a couple inches off, like just clean it up a bit. But I thought that would be a fun vlog.
That's gonna be so much fun. I can't wait to watch that.
I know.
That's so, gonna be so fun.
I know. So I'm gonna go there around like 6 o'clock tonight. We're gonna do that.
I love how Anthony cuts hair because Brett's hair has never looked better.
Never looked better. I feel right? like it gave him like this whole new confidence. Like
that and his new muscles.
I know. Like, that's what I said. I was like, oh, I didn't know I bought tickets to the gun show.
Like all of a sudden Brett's like jacked.
I know. Right? He looks so good.
I know.
He really does.
He goes to the gym every day.
I know. God bless.
I know. Some days I'm just like, I don't feel like going.
Yeah. You can tell he's just in like this whole like amazing state of mind and he's like so happy. And
he's never looked better.
Yeah. Right. Anthony's been going to the gym too. And I'm like, sure, let us get large and you guys get in the best shape of your life.
So funny.
But no, it's nice.
It is nice.
Luxury never sleeps, which is why you need the RealReal app. The RealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury consignment. On the app, you can shop and sell top designers 24/7 from anywhere. Think Gucci, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, and Cartier, all up to 90% off retail. Everything is authenticated by a team overseen by luxury experts, and thousands of new items arrive daily.
Personalize your shopping experience and save searches for your favorite designers and items in your size and watch new items stream in. Plus, keep tabs on your favorites. Just click the heart next to any item to add it to your obsessions. An app-exclusive feature allows you to share these obsessions with your friends and family, perfect for dropping holiday gift hints.
Have luxury items you no longer use? The RealReal app makes it easy to sell. Book an appointment on the app, track your items with your personalized My Sales dashboard, and get notifications when your items sell. So I actually got the Space Cats Gucci diaper bag that we were just talking about from The RealReal. So I actually love this website. I shop on there all the time. And what's cool is I purchased this during like they had like this sale event thing going on. So I got a $500 credit back to the website, which was awesome. So like I see that as like a coupon towards your bag, but that's where I found the most amazing diaper bag. So what's awesome is everything's like lightly worn. Some of it's brand new with tags, and you can find stuff that is no longer available on the main websites, which is just awesome in my opinion. So this is one of my favorite websites.
I would have never known that the diaper bag was used.
I know, right? It looks basically brand new, which is awesome. Yeah.
Download the RealReal app today to shop and sell your favorite luxury brands and get 20% off select items with code REAL. Plus, new shoppers get $25 off their first purchase. Available on the App Store or Google Play, get the RealReal app today. house update.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
We have our walkthrough in 2 weeks. And we close in 3 weeks.
Yay.
So hopefully this baby
waits it out.
Waits it out for us. Yeah. Coming up on the wire. We literally it like one thing after another scheduled because we close on the 21st. Painters come on the 21st. Painters come the 22nd, 23rd.
Right.
And then marble gets installed.
What day?
The 26th.
Ooh. Is that the day after Christmas?
Day after Christmas.
Okay.
27th, movers.
Right.
And 28th is, we're moving in.
Wow. And the baby's due 30th. God bless.
I'm like, I said to Brett, I'm like, I'm okay with that timeline and stretching it out as long as we can go Christmas, even Christmas, because like obviously we're not doing anything crazy.
Right.
To like at least put like clothes in the closet or something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, let them do the upstairs first, the paint,
that's
obviously.
That's what we're planning on doing. Yeah.
Right. So that'll be, and that way you can start unpacking and getting his nursery set up a little bit. But like realistically, he's probably going to be sleeping in your room for a bit, right? The baby. So if it takes a little bit longer, you know what I mean? You want to do it right, because one thing I've realized is like, if you just kind of half ass it and it's like somewhat good, then you're never going to do it how you want it. No. So you want to do it how you want it.
We're getting the entire house painted, so we're not just like half assing just
totally. No, I meant his room. His
Yeah. Like and then the we're going to have like them come in and do the temp paper.
Yeah. So who's going to do it?
Mom said that she'll have Walter come in.
Awesome.
So we have like a family friend that'll come in and like install the wallpaper for us, but we're doing, Should we tell them what my theme is for the nursery, or should we make them?
Think we should do it like a big surprise post. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
I'm so excited
too.
It's so cute.
I asked her if I can help set up his closet.
Of course she can.
Yay.
But she has requests on the type of hangers that we're going to use.
I know. I'm like, I don't really like those hangers that you picked out. Can we get the other ones?
But the felt ones are just so much more difficult.
They're not. I already set up his closet and I used the felt ones and it was not hard at all.
Did you wash all the clothes?
No. He's not here yet. So I just wanted to hang him up to put him somewhere and then I'll wash him.
I can't wait to see it.
I know.
Oh, your nursery's going to look so cute too.
I know.
Oh
my God. We just thought of our theme. So.
I love it. So like with her theme, me and my mom are now obviously going to start planning her shower.
Yeah.
And we came up with the best idea.
Really?
It's going to look so cute. Yeah. So now it's your turn.
Yay. Well, let's get through you. Let's have your baby. And we have a little time for me.
Oh my God. It's like at the point where I'm just like, dude, you're getting evicted.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, please don't come before December 30th.
I know.
I want to come next week. And then I'm like, no, wait until December 30th.
You know what though? Like, I will say, like, even if you're still at mom's, like having mom there in the beginning, you're going to be surprised. You might want that more than you think.
True.
So I know for me, like,
you're going to want all the help you can get. You know, I'm just like very independent.
True.
So
but when you're not getting your sleep that you need, like, you're going to want it.
True.
And Brett's working full time.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's going to be like during the days. I'm going to be there every day. You know that. I might as well, like, you know what I was thinking also?
That we should get you a bed?
No, I was thinking, like, dad's, like, remember all the stuff in storage?
Yeah.
That whole bed set, everything. You want to just, I'm like, why am I going to pay for a storage unit when I'm living here? I don't have room for it. If you want to just get the whole bed frame and the bed, the mattress, and put it in your spare bedroom so you have it.
You're in the same storage yard as our stuff, so the movers can just.
You want to, right? I just figured,
I mean,
why
it
not?
It makes sense. I think a king-size bed should fit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way, like, you have it for me, mom, like, anyone there. And, like, I clearly don't need it right now, you know? And I'm paying $80 a month for
storage.
Unless
you want to move your bed from upstairs into.
No, this bed we're putting down here. We have a Sleep Number mattress down here and he hates it.
Okay.
So we're going to deflate the sleep number. We're trying to sell it. We put it up for Facebook for sale. So we're going to try and sell it. If it doesn't sell, I'll just deflate it and keep it for our next spare bed, like, when we move a spare bedroom.
You want to tell us about everything else you're putting up for sale?
What do you mean?
Like all the clothes.
Do I want to tell the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just...
Aren't you selling like 600 things from your closet?
I already sold. Oh. I already sold almost 1,000 items like the past couple of months from my closet. Like,
and then she restocked, so she has another
1,000. Right. I have to... Sorry. No, I am selling so many things, obviously, because we need to get the room ready for the baby. So I have a little bit of time, but I have Amy helping me a lot. So like, what's really awesome is if anyone has bought from my closet, which is Shop Carly's Closet. thecreativecloset.com. We have like such a quick turnaround time, which I love. Like, we're not making people wait. So like they're ordering and then they're getting their packages like the same week, which is awesome.
Pretty cool.
So yeah, I'm definitely this week, next week, we're going to be putting up a whole ton of stuff. And yeah, a lot of awesome stuff, a lot of stuff with tags on it. And yeah, I'm just excited to clear stuff out and make room and, you know, prepare for this baby.
And as we're talking, sorry, Brett's very competitive. Mm-hmm. So he just got a job at a blind company and he's going to be on their senior management team, which we're really excited about. It's something he's super excited about. They have him training from the ground up. So like he gets like a micro perspective on like all the happenings of the business.
Right.
So he's not just coming in at a management level. He's coming in and having worked the sales floor and everything, which is amazing. I love how they do that training. He just sends me a message that he just got an order. So he's been like really like trying to plug along like all the commissions and stuff. He's like so excited about all the sales he's making.
Right.
And he's like, I just made a 15K order.
Oh my God.
So proud of you, Brett.
Proud of you, Brett.
Yeah.
I know, it's so funny. He's not making commission, but he's like, I still want to be number one seller. I'm like, I love that about him.
Yeah, he's driven.
That's awesome. Really cool. I know, it's so funny because Anthony had a dream two nights ago when we called Brett, that Brett called him and was like, I hit number one like in sales or whatever. So he called Brett to tell him, and Brett's like, all right, so when that happens, I'll give you a call to let you know. I'm like, this is what this
so
kid's dreaming about.
Funny.
Oh, and speaking about dreams, so Anthony, like, he's the type of person that like falls right to sleep like within seconds of having a conversation.
That's me.
And he always talks in his sleep. And the other night, it was so funny. It was the night we watched. We went over to my mom's and we watched Desi Perkins' birth vlog.
Oh, right.
I made everyone watch it because I watched it alone. And I was like, it was just so amazing.
It was good.
Yeah. So I guess him watching that, he was like in that state of mind. And yeah. I also made him watch a live birth video.
Which Brett still has not gotten through.
It's honestly just so interesting. But anyway, he's in his sleep. And all of a sudden he goes, Car, you ready? Doctor.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm totally giving birth in his dream, aren't I?
That's so funny.
I know. It was so hilarious. Funny. I'm like, that's
Brett sometimes like says weird shit in his dreams, but nothing like.
Oh, this kid has conversations, like says some weird shit. I'm like, this, he better be talking about me and some of the things he says.
Of course he is.
I know.
Else would he be talking about? That's so funny.
I know. It's hilarious. I love it. God. I like, cause usually I'm up. I'm like usually up a little later than him.
Yeah.
So I just sit there and stare at him and I'm like, this freaking kid right here.
So funny.
He's so cute.
I'm definitely not that entertaining. As soon as my head hits the pillow these days, I'm like out like a light.
Yeah.
But then 1 hour later, I have like a soccer game going on in my stomach. So.
Yeah. Right. They tend to come out at night. They're nocturnal creatures living inside of us.
Yeah. Along with the cats. Got nocturnal cats and nocturnal.
Oh my God. True.
And babies, fetuses. What are they considered?
Babies.
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 Little baby. Little baby. Get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
HelloFresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. HelloFresh is committed to donating to those in need. So far in 2020, they have donated 3.5 million meals. You can help too with HelloFresh's Beyond the Box program, where you give nutritious meals to those experiencing food insecurity with just a couple of clicks in the app.
So me and Brett, we love the HelloFresh meals because it's super easy. He works all day and he also loves to do the cooking. And we tried the pasta dish with the cream sauce and it had mushrooms in it.
I love mushrooms.
It was so good. Mom even had some.
Nice.
I know. So it was super easy to use and it wasn't like processed foods. You know, they gave us everything we needed and it just felt healthy while at the same time, like not processed and I didn't wake up bloated. So totally
That's
happy
awesome.
About that one. Yeah, I know. Go to HelloFresh.com/Bible90 and use code Bible90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/Bible90 and use code Bible90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. So what else you got planned for this week, Carr?
Just the big appointment tomorrow, which I can't wait for. And then Thursday, we have a big day, Amanda.
We do.
Well, the day that they hear this.
Oh, yeah. So the day that you hear this, me and Carly will be in North Jersey.
Is Brett coming too?
With Brett.
Well, Amanda's having her
maternity shoot.
Yay. And yeah. I'm going to do I do your makeup here? And then
I think,
right.
So.
I'm going to do her makeup for it. And then I'm going to try to squeeze into like a photo or two so we can have of
definitely.
Us.
And we're going to report back next week and tell you guys how it went and the experience and everything.
Totally.
I saw this woman's pictures.
Yeah.
And it was beyond.
Yeah, she did my best friend Daphne's pictures, and she did such a beautiful job. Mm-hmm. Well, she was actually supposed to do Daphne's maternity photos, and then that was when right COVID. In the middle of COVID. So I took Daphne's photos for her, which
they came
out so nice. Did you see that?
I didn't.
No?
That's so cute.
Yeah, look at this one. There's one that I was like so proud of. But that's how we found her, so.
Pretty, right?
Where is that? Right in the park right over here.
So beautiful.
So I did that one. And the trees, the flowers on the trees fell like a couple days later.
Beautiful.
And then I did like little. Aww. That was my dress too, the white one. It's like a robe. We could bring that for you if you want.
Okay.
And then there was that one.
I love it.
It came out cute, right? Yeah. So I'm just so happy I was able to do that for her because she was so upset. I felt so bad.
Aww, I love
them. I know.
So yeah, I'm really, really excited. It's going to look awesome. Everything's going to be beautiful. And then you're going to be coming up there with us.
I know. I'm so excited.
So that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be the perfect day. It's supposed to be nice outside. So yeah. It'll be too cold.
Cool.
Can you believe it's December?
I cannot believe it's December. This like it's actually really nuts.
It really is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's it. And then Saturday, we're going for facials and Reiki.
Yeah, for my birthday.
A little bit of a late belated birthday gift. But me and Carly are going to spend the day at the spa. We're going to do float tanks.
Yeah, so I went there and they have this float bath. And they said it's so good for pregnant women, especially like women in their third trimester, because it's like exactly like your body temperature. So it's safe for the baby. Mm-hmm. But like it has like Himalayan salt in it. So it's really good for like body aches and pain. And we're gonna do it together, so I'm so excited.
Yeah, so you'll get your facial, I'll do the Reiki, we'll do the floating.
Yeah, so excited. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
that's like I feel like all I ever ask for from people, like just get me like spa stuff.
You know what, there's nothing better, because what better to do than just like give yourself a gift of relaxation.
Yeah, wait, let's talk about so we're doing a grab bag with our family.
We
picked it actually on Thanksgiving.
Are
like
you
so that
kidding?
Way this year, because of the babies coming, like we decided instead of getting everyone gifts this year, which I mean we're still gonna get each other gifts and stuff, but like we're gonna do something for the whole family. So we all put our names in a hat, everyone picked a name out, and our one cousin decided she didn't want to do it this year, so whoever Danny had, she gave to Aunt Dana, and Aunt Dana had Danny, so now Aunt Dana had a new person, and we're all in a group chat together, and Grandma was like, now someone doesn't have someone, there's 9 people, it's not even, this isn't gonna work.
We're like, Grandma, it doesn't have to be even for everybody to have somebody.
No, but we went back and forth for probably 15-20 minutes with her.
It was like days.
It was so funny. I was like, Grammy, you're a little confused.
We kept telling her how confused she was, and she was saying, you're all crazy.
Yeah. You're all nuts. This isn't gonna work. Someone has 2 people now. And we're like, no. That was the funniest
thing
ever.
It was so funny. And like we literally went back and forth for like a half hour.
My little Grammy. She's so cute.
Oh my God.
My favorite.
So funny. I can't even deal with her.
I know.
She's hysterical.
I know.
Yeah. No, that was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the grab bag's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited with who I have.
I have someone too.
Who do you have?
I can't tell you.
Good. I'm not going to tell you either.
Fine. But everyone put their list in the chat and be great.
Yeah, it's perfect. I love that. And then we'll still get for Brooke and Colin, the kids, obviously.
Of course.
All right. So why don't we wrap it up?
Let's do it.
Wrap it on up for today. Let's see if we can find a good quote.
I'm always in for a good quote. It's not what we have in life,
but who we have in our life that matters.
I love that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That system.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Yay!
Bye, guys.
As she's rubbing her belly,
I'm rubbing the brown belly.
Our babies say, "Have a good day.
Have a great day, and we love you."
Hey, hey.
Bye, guys. Bye.